Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail.
Hey, we are here doing some Passions for Life letters, and we're answering them. We have Shayna here. She's got a couple of questions for us. And the first one is, do you think a new soap opera could work in 2020?
What a good question,
Shayna. What a good question.
You know, Passions was the last of the new, and that was obviously 20 years ago, and the genre is slowly dying off, and I think a lot of us blame reality television. I think reality TV has sort of taken the place of those stories. Mm-hmm. So I don't. It's hard to know because I think they've just been replaced without us really when we weren't looking. So it would be a real, I think, gamble to take this genre that's you know, known to be sort of dying off and try and put a new spin on it. But I think it would be really cool because we know, like with, you know, all the social media and what you could do with sort of cross promotion, I think it seems like a no-brainer, but I'm not sure who would take the chance on that.
Yeah, I think a lot of things about this question because really it is happening in quote unquote reality TV. Real Housewives, right? All those things, they are lightly scripted. They are
not
conversations.
So lightly. I mean,
they are prompted to bring up that stuff while they're sitting in the interview seat. And it's produced. They're produced like a soap opera. It is not happening in the moment.
No.
They're like, say that again. Say that again to her, but meaner.
Well,
okay, now you react stronger. They're doing that.
Yeah.
So
it's
soap operas
cheaper.
Are still, it's way cheaper. And that's why they're doing it that way. Now, what Natalie was saying, which I really is interesting, is if someone were to commit to completely writing a soap opera in this, in 2020, and you were able to think outside the box and use multi-platforms, you know, Instagram, Twitter, you know, webisodes, you could really get creative and, you know, do something pretty cool where the audience is interacting more so. And
well, the Bay,
yeah, that
the
would
Bay
be fun.
Did that, didn't
the,
they?
The Bay is one that's still, I don't know if it's still around, but our Jade Arlo, was working on that for a while, did really well on there. She got a couple of awards, I think.
So the answer is,
I don't know, man.
Hey, Shayna, if you want to invest some money.
It's on Amazon Prime now.
Oh,
yeah.
The Bay is on Amazon Prime.
There you go.
To Valentine. So, yeah. But yeah, Shayna, and invest in a new soap and I will, I'll help produce.
Do you think if, second question from Shayna, do you think if Passions was a drama instead of a soap with the same actors, storylines, more condensed episode count, could it just be amazing?
No.
No.
No. No.
No.
No. I mean,
parts were amazing, and,
what made it such a sort of culty hit was how bad it was. So if you took the bad away, it would just be, what would it even, I don't even know what that would be. I think you needed that element. You needed that aspect of
right.
It's so bad, it's
you
good.
You can't make that bad camp intentionally. Right?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to be that
and
bad.
And then, you know, I mean, I want to say this actually, and this is something I read this question days ago and it just popped back in my head. I'm so glad it did. So the first question, do you think a new soap opera could work in 2020? I've been watching Lovecraft. That's a soap opera.
Yeah.
It's a great one because it's like a sci-fi soap opera. And I was watching it the other day and it clicked. I was like, oh, this is Passions because it is kooky and crazy. and there's great costumes and everybody's beautiful and the storyline is all over the place and it's cheesy and then it's serious. That to me is passions.
Yeah.
But done really well. Yeah. So to answer your question, yes, it's called Lovecraft. It's on HBO. Miex.
Nice. Yeah. HBO Miex.
And it's really good.
Thank you, Shayna.
Thank you.
Really good questions here.
Oh, sweaty now. I worked up on that one. I'm glad I remembered that.
All right. So our next question is from Kelly.
Kelly
asks.
Super fan. Since she was a kid.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. As actors, how do you feel about the frequent absurd, magical, and paranormal plot lines to the show? And did you ever just ask the writers and producers, what the fuck? We couldn't find the writers. So that answers that. But the producers were there. And they were also sort of like these beings that were in the sky. They were literally on the second floor looking down on us. And the only real access we had to them, I mean, we could go and talk to them if we needed to, if we made an appointment.
Going to the principal's office.
Right. But the only actual access we had to them was through the mics. So they heard every trust. They knew what we thought. Because they heard every last complaint that we made.
We said them all so they could hear.
But in terms of the magical and paranormal stuff, I think I said this on one of the pods, but at the time I would get a little annoyed with those plot lines because I didn't understand why people, because that's the stuff that people would talk about. They'd be like, oh, you're in that show with the witch and the doll. And I'd be like, well, yes, but I'm also on that show with me and other people. And now that I'm watching it back as somebody who has some distance from it, I completely understand it. And I'm dying. I'm frothing at the mouth to get to the magical stuff because we haven't yet. And I'm like, where's Timmy and Tabitha? Well, I'm sure I'll grow tired of it. But back in the day, it was something that I felt was way too campy. And I was annoyed with it personally. You?
I didn't have a problem with it until it landed in my mailbox and I was in a scene. It started with, I believe when I really was like, what the fuck, was when I went through hell with my father, Chief Bennett,
Chef Benet,
and Miguel and Luis and
Hank was there, maybe?
Hank and Bruce. Who's Bruce? He was the nerdy guy. What was his name? Damn it.
Listeners.
Anyways, Bruce. Great guy.
Bruce Michael Hall.
Bruce Michael Hall. Sweetheart of a man. I was in shock. I was upset. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I can't do this. I don't want to do this. And, you know,
it's all fun and games until you have to do those scenes.
Yeah. I thought I could get out of it. And it was one of those things that I did what I always did. I said, you know what, Travis? It's going to be okay. Just learn your stuff, get good at it, and then do it. And then I went to work and I did the best. And then I watched, I did the best I could. And then I watched it and I was like, I look like an idiot. And because of the production value and just because of the clunkiness of the format and the, you know, the lack of time to really make something look cool. And it was.
Ain't no one looking cool on Pesh.
It was upsetting. So, yeah, that was my what the fuck moment.
Thank you, Kelly. That's a really good question. Yeah. Thanks for watching and thanks for being a fan.
Yeah.
That was listener mail.